This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Knoxville Raceway, and Kevin Wadley, CPA. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Motor and Auto Group of Knoxville, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Pella Corporation, and Good Samaritan Society, Indianola. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Is it a good time to buy or sell a house? What's the process when getting a mortgage? Let's go in depth with Diane Rosa and Ryan Voss with Marion County Bank, Pella. So Diane, it's winter time. Are you making a lot of loans now? Is there a difference in the time of year?
There definitely is a difference in the time of year. I would say for winter, the last couple weeks, it actually got a little bit busier with pre-approvals than what we typically see this time of year. Obviously, in the springtime, it becomes a little bit busier where more people are out looking for houses when the weather's nicer. But it has still been, we've still been locking loans at this point.
Is there a time of the year when it's better to get a loan or better to think about it or what, Ryan?
Really not. It's really what works best for you. So if you're in the market to buy a house or you're looking to do a project at home, it really just come in and see us and we'll let you know where what direction to go and figure out the best path for you.
Well, and is it a good time to get a loan? Are interest rates good? What's it look like?
Interest rates are still good. They have increased some in the last couple of months, but they are still good rates historically. So a 30-year fixed is around 4%. 15-year fixed is in the lower threes, so still very good interest rates. For people wanting to refinance, we're still doing refinances. We do offer a no-closing-cost refinance. And so we have done quite a few of those over the past year as well.
Now, why do people refinance?
We have some people that we have like construction loans that they're refinancing construction loans. They have home projects, so maybe they've wanting to cash out some equity just to do their home projects. We had a lot of people go from a 30-year term to a 15-year term just to shorten their time and not really increase their payment a lot. So there's various reasons why people would want to refinance.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Van Monen, Seedster, Meyer & Nickel, the Knoxville Recreation Center, iHealth Solutions, and KNX CrossFit Fitness and Training. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Norm Rosen, Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Marion County Public Health, Great Western Bank in Sully, and Edward Jones Financial Advisor Justin Madsen.
I continued my conversation about mortgages with Diane Rosa and Ryan Voss with Marion County Bank. Are there times when you recommend that people come in and just check and see how their mortgage is doing? Maybe they can get a better deal, better interest rate, or just talk with you about some plans they might have for remodeling or refinancing?
I think that's one of the benefits of having a local banker to go talk to is you can come in and we can chat about your situation and figure out what's the best path for you to take. And if that is a refinance to shorten the term, like Diane said, or sometimes there's a season that you need to extend a term to free up some cash. It's always good to get a pulse on your finances and talk to a loan officer, a mortgage loan officer, about how a refinance may fit in with those plans.
Well, now I see in the internet, I see ads in all media about how easy it is to dial an 800 number, click on this website and get a a loan, mortgage, refinancing. What do you think of that?
We actually offer an application online. So the majority of our applications that we get will come in online. So just like they say on that you see here in the media about you can sit in your pajamas and do an application at night, you can do that to us as well. You just go to the MarionCountyBank.com website, and there is a link there to an application that comes into Ryan and I by email.
But I'm not thinking about a Marion County Bank application online. I'm thinking about one from New Jersey or something. Mm-hmm. And are there issues with that?
Part of it is we know that local market and the local contacts that we work with, realtors and attorneys and appraisers and homeowners insurance providers. So it is much, it's a very smooth process for us when you're working and looking to buy a house or even refinance here in the local market. We have those contacts, we've made them. And so some of those questions that you might have from someone not in the area, we already would have covered those and feel comfortable answering those questions and processing your loan here in the local market.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Golay Heating and Cooling, Crossroads of Pella, Mahaska Bottling Company, and the Pella Indoor Pool. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Herta Public Transit, Integrative Counseling Services, Sundance Realty, and DMAC Newton Campus.
I continued my conversation about mortgages with Diane Rosa and Ryan Voss with Marion County Bank. You're all being very nice about institutions like this. I'm just thinking that there's no way a local bank here can enter into shenanigans or do illegal things without different kinds of consequences. All kinds of scary things happen with other institutions that you might encounter online, right?
I would say the housing market is heavily regulated. I would say that, you know, we're all supposed to be following the same guidelines, the same disclosures, that type of thing. What I can say is when I've had people come here and talk to me about maybe comparing me to something that they've heard about online, I think they do a lot of times feel more comfortable working with someone locally. Interest rates, we can typically get them a better interest rate than what they've gotten online. And the biggest difference that I see is probably in closing costs. We typically can beat the closing costs. We have less in closing costs as to what someone online typically has. So, you know, of course, we're going to always push that it's best to go local, but as far as any kind of illegal things happening out there online, that hopefully has been stopped with the housing crisis that happened in the around 2008.
So all that stuff's been cleaned up, we hope.
Subprime lending and that type of thing, I mean, that should be gone. That was what got regulated at that time. I don't think there's as much of that out there. Like I said, I don't do a lot of calling and checking on what online companies are doing. And, you know, obviously we're going to explain it straight with someone that comes in here. We're not going to try and trick them into anything. So if that is happening, that's not something that's going to happen here.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Scott Van Tassel, McKay Insurance, Gardner Collier Jewelry of Oskaloosa, and Jim Hicks and Barry Griffith. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Parker Signs and Graphics in Indianola, Pella Regional Health Center, Central College, Dr. Kurt Vanderplew, Windsor Manor Assisted Living in Indianola, and Lighten State Bank.
I continued my conversation about mortgages with Diane Rosa and Ryan Voss with Marion County Bank. So, Ryan, what's the process? Let's say that I come in and I'm a new customer and I'm looking at getting a mortgage or a refinance. What's the process? What do we go through?
Yeah, so we sit down and first we want to figure out what's the purpose? Why do you want to look into a refinance? And that will drive our conversations a lot of the time in picking a product or a term. But ultimately, it ends up with an application. So we're going to go and ask you about your history, your income, and look at what you have for obligations to lead us down the path of figuring out what product's right for you and if a refinance is the right option for you.
Now, how about if I'm looking to buy a new home, and do I need to get pre-qualified for a loan so I can talk effectively with the realtor?
Right. The realtors really do appreciate if you've come to the bank first. I mean, just know that you can afford a home. We have it different ways. We have some people who come in and give us information and say, how much home can I afford? A lot of times it's easier on our end to have someone at least have gone online and looked at what the price range of homes are and to kind of tell us where they're going to be at. I'm surprised at how many times I can tell someone they can afford a $250,000 home and they think I'm crazy. They're not looking over $150,000. So I think in general, people are pretty cautious here, not overspending on home, not being home poor. So, but we do run through the different ratios. The guidelines are 28% for your housing allowance, which would include principal, interest, taxes, insurance. If you don't have the 20% down, PMI would be included in that as well. So 28% of your gross monthly income you could use towards your housing expenses. It does not include utilities. The bigger number is to look at the overall. You can go a little bit above that 28%. A lot of people, like I said, are generally below that. 43% is the overall debt to income ratios when we add in all of your debts, car payments, student loan payments, credit card minimum payments, those type of things. We add all of that in and you need to be at least 43% or lower of what your gross monthly income is.
Okay, and so that's when it would be nice to complete the online form when I can have all the documents. You go to your webpage, get the online form, and I can fiddle with it so I'm not necessarily having us work through all of this at the office.
Correct. A lot of times your first-time home buyers, people that haven't bought a home before, there's a lot of loan options out there to kind of wade through, to kind of talk through, decide what is best. And so sometimes those conversations are better face-to-face. A lot of times they're refinance applications or someone that's owned a home before and kind of knows, you know, they've got the down payment, they know what they're after. A lot of times those people will do the online applications, but a first-time home buyer, I think it's good for them to maybe sit face-to-face with the loan officer to determine what type of loan product, what the options are, and what's best for them.
What might be some of those products?
The conventional loan is what we like to use. That's kind of what we call our little cookie-cutter loan. That's the basic loan. You can do it if a first-time home buyer. You can do it with as little as 3% down. If you can get to the 5% down, your private mortgage insurance, which is included if you don't have 20% down, the PMI is definitely better at the 95% compared to 97%, but we can do both. There's also, we do quite a few VA loans, RD, the Rural Development Loans, that's a 0% down. And then there's also an FHA product as well. So there's government products. They tend to have higher closing costs, but they don't always have the PMI with those. So like I said, it just depends on, you know, their income base. Their VA obviously is if you're military. So there's different things that we can look at that you can benefit with different loan products.
And so a lot of this really involves a detailed conversation, might take some time, but it could save thousands, ten thousands of dollars.
Yeah. And that's my favorite part is having a conversation with that person and seeing what direction they would best benefit them. And sometime with that first time home buyer, it's, well, let's get some more down or let's save some more, or hey, this is a great time to buy. But that conversation, you're exactly right, is really important to come in and have that And that's maybe what you're not getting by just going on and applying for to various lenders online. You're not getting that conversation to figure out what product is the best fit for you and when is the best time for you to purchase that home.
Well, and you're also not getting, well, I don't know, the generations of service that Marion County Bank has provided. You've probably got people sitting across from you every day, maybe, that their parents got loans here and their grandparents got loans here and maybe before.
Correct. Yes, we do. We do a lot of repeat business. We do a lot of parents, and we've been locally owned since 1935. So we've had quite a few generations of people that we have worked with.
And the best part of your job?
Best part of my job, I think, is working actually with first-time home buyers. Is you get to see that joy of purchasing that first house. And it's maybe not initially when they're first starting to talk to you because they're nervous. They're anxious about it. But it's at the end when they get those keys. That's the best part to see, and they have a home for the very first time.
I would definitely agree with Brian. I love to see to help people through the process. I want people to understand. I don't want them I want them to trust with that we know what we're doing, but I also really want them to understand the process, to know what their choices are, to make the right choices for them, and to help them with that decision. But just to sit at the closing table, we do our own closings here. And so Ryan and I have worked with the person all the way through the process, and to sit with them at that closing table, explain the documents to them, hand them the keys and say, the home is yours, congratulations, is a great feeling.
Thanks to Diane Rosa and Ryan Voss for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.